From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. After weeks of criticizing North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions, U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he would be honored to meet with Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un under the right circumstances to discuss the issue.
He is still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer. Congressional reactions have been mixed to Mr. Trump's assertion that he would be honored to meet with Kim Jong-un. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman has more.
Many, including Democrat Mark Warner, were taken aback by President Trump's suggestion of a possible meeting with North Korea's leader.
I think it's very dangerous when the President of the United States, whether it's talking about the leader of North Korea or the President of the Philippines with his human rights records, blesses these leaders with their dictatorial and anti-human rights attitudes.
Asked whether anything productive could come from a Trump-Kim encounter, Republican John McCain shrugged.
I doubt it. I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
By contrast, independent Senator Angus King said he would be supportive of some form of dialogue between Washington and Pyongyang. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The White House says there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing, and it won't unless North Korea ends its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. For details on more news, we invite you to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul for talks with South Korean intelligence officials as top U.S. officials continue to express deep concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides before Pyongyang declared Monday that it, in the face of new pressure from the U.S., for U.N. sanctions against North Korea, would speed up its nuclear deterrence at the maximum pace. North Korea is looking to develop a long-range missile, one that could carry a nuclear warhead to the U.S. mainland. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a set of new policies that removes anti-Semitic language in its existing charter and severs ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood and also accepts the idea of a Palestinian state and territories seized by Israel in the Six-Day War back in 1967. There was no immediate response to the document in Western capitals on Monday, and it remained unclear what, if any, lasting impact it will have on Hamas relations with Israel or moderate Arab states that view the grouping as a terrorist entity. Monday's Hamas overtures comes ahead of the Palestinian president's visit to Washington to meet with President Trump face-to-face on Wednesday. The Indian Army has accused Pakistan forces of killing two of its soldiers and mutilating their bodies along the border in the disputed Kashmir region. India has vowed retribution for the incident that will deepen tensions between the South Asian rivals. The Army said the soldiers were killed on patrol when Pakistani forces fired rockets and mortars at two Indian posts in Krishner Ghati sector on Monday. The Pakistani Army dismissed the Indian Army's accusations of mutilating the soldiers, calling them false, and said it did not commit any ceasefire violations. And Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikhoun that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued on Monday, the rights group said forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks last December and in March of this year. The HRW report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt a resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and adopt sanctions against anyone UN investigators find to be responsible for the acts. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.